is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi there, wherever you're tuned in around the world. You're tuned in to News West for the 10th of August, 2025. Now let's get started with today's news.
Foundations of amateur radio. Every single radio amateur has come to this hobby with an itch to scratch. Time and again I've seen amateurs around me pursue that particular purpose, only to come out the other end with a look of bewilderment writ large across their face. For some amateurs it means the end of their involvement in the hobby. For others it starts a new journey into the unknown. One of the ways we explore our community is by travelling out of our shack into the big outdoors in whatever form that takes. Popular activities include setting up a radio in a location and talking to others, known colloquially as an activation. We do this all over the planet. Perhaps the most recognisable of these is IOTA, or Islands on the Air, where a station is erected on an island and contacts are made. As amateurs, we cannot help ourselves and seem to have an insatiable need to measure our prowess. We do this by counting how many contacts, call signs, countries, grid squares, or in this case, islands, we've managed to put in the log. If an island represents a new call sign, a new country, and a new grid square, the contact making will turn into a feeding frenzy that can last for days, especially if the station offers multiple bands and modes, making the effort all the more tempting. We don't stop with islands. Summits, with Summits on the Air or SOTA, are popular, as are parks, POTA, and even over a weekend, the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, or ILLW. Some of these activations follow rules set out by amateurs like you and I, who thought it would be fun to track such activations and encourage others to participate. For example, IOTA World publishes a 4-page document outlining what's required for those on the island, activators, and those trying to make contact, or chasers. This raises an important point. Rules require documentation, which leads to discussion and disagreement, and versions. I can show you two versions of the IOTA World rules. Neither is dated, of course, both are different. So if you're going to publish rules, make sure you add a date or version, preferably both, to the rules document. Disagreements aside, sometimes there are multiple programs with the same name or aims. Two groups came up with the same idea and didn't know about each other, or a group in a different country wanted to run the show in a different way, and a new group was formed. I'm mentioning this because sometimes these groups are antagonistic towards each other and have forgotten that the whole point of this is to have fun. So what else can we activate? Well, there's castles and stately homes, bunkers, beaches, museums, Walmart parking lots, and even toilets on the air. Mind you, slow-scan television or SSTV is discouraged as a mode. The other day, the power was off for maintenance in my street and I planned on escaping to the local library, which caused me to search for libraries across Perth. It seems there's pretty much one in every suburb, and I considered the notion of activating a library or three. Comes with easy access to public transport, a car park, and even toilet facilities. What's not to like? I wondered what might be a suitable exchange so it could incorporate the library itself, promoting amateur radio and libraries, two birds and all. I made a comment on Mastodon.radio, and it turns out that Frank, Kilo 4 Foxtrot Mike Hotel, beat me to it several years ago. Libraries on the air, or LIOTA. I've been hunting for a data set of libraries in Australia to give to Frank, but it's been slim pickings despite there being over 10,000 of them, apparently around 10% of those public. It raises another question. Is there a directory of activation types anywhere? I couldn't find one, so I started a list on my GitHub repository. Feel free to add any I missed. Toilet jokes aside, consider that TOTA is being held during the annual Hackers on Planet Earth conference, and it will introduce new people to our amateur community, which ultimately might be the best reason to have fun, get on air, and make noise. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
G'day from WARG. This is WAG News for Sunday, the 10th of August. Some folk in WAG have been busy. In late July, there was a couple of visits to the Tick Hill site to get some work done. A team attended Tick and raked and swept the area of our site, including pruning the trees close to the tower and removing some branches blocking the tracks and the collection of some rubbish, as well as a general hut tidy. A new power system was installed, a third solar panel put back on the smaller tower, and the batteries were filled. So we have remote control of two repeaters and APRS. Yes, APRS is now working again. There's been an IP relay set up. Also, whilst up the tower, much tidying up was done, and many old unused coaxes dropped so as to lighten the load on the tower. It should also be noted that Tick Hill's 70cm repeater is off-air and has been removed for repair. Trevor, VK6MS, at the meeting on Monday night, put the group on notice that there is still a lot more to do up at Tick, including some structural issues. Hey, it's an old site. It was built in the late 1970s, and I don't know about you, but WAG was much younger back then, and we've learnt a lot along the way about building sites. And let's face facts, I was a kid back then. Many of you would know that. And we've all gotten a lot older, including the site. Entropy increases. It's time to do some serious maintenance. Stay tuned for that one. There's more to hear as we get on with it. Another brief topic at the meeting on Monday night was that of where are we with membership renewals? And we know. Well, we know. Hamfest hasn't happened yet. So something you don't have to wait too long for now is the next opportunity to come and say hello to WAG in person. Yes, like oh so many of you, WAG will be at the NCRG Hamfest at the end of this month. Roll up, come and say hello. I'm sure Christine is waiting to say hi. Well, that's it for WAG News this week, and I'll be back later on with more. Just a quick reminder, the WAG Technical and General Net, 10:30 a.m. this morning. If you're listening in the evening, it's next week. 73s from VK6RRG.
Silent key announcement. The following is read by artificial intelligence.
Anne Dowie has advised that the funeral for Wayne Dowie, VK6WD Silent Key, will be held at Pinneroo Cemetery at 10 a.m. Western Australian Standard Time on Monday, the 18th of August, 2025. Now, let's take a 50-second break to remember Wayne.
Wayne Dowie, VK6WD, now Silent Key.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Time is passing quickly and the sun doesn't stop rising and setting. It's time to check your calendars. Grab a permanent marker and write it in. The NCRG Hamfest is on again come August 31st, 2025. You won't be surprised to find out the event is at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre at the end of Fisher Street in Bassendean. The Hamfest committee allocated most of the tables last year, but there are some available for 2025. And even better, they're free to sellers or avid amateur radio demonstrators. Entry on the day will be $5 per person, regardless of whether you're a seller, a buyer, or which radio club you belong to. Entry is 7:30 a.m. for sellers, from 9 a.m. for buyers, and we expect the event will finish up around 12 noon. If you'd still like to reserve a table, please contact Club President Brad Peters, VK6BAP, on 0427 401 513 or via email at bradcortina1600, BRADCORTINA 1600@gmail.com. The number again, if you missed it, is 0427 401 513. And don't forget to head over to the NCRG webpage, ncrg.org.au. It's got all your Hamfest information and for details and prizes of the 2025 Hamfest raffle. With over $3,000 in prizes up for grabs, this is your chance to win big while you give back to the community that keeps us on air. I'm Glyn, Victor Kilo 6, Papa Alpha Whiskey, for the Northern Corridor Radio Group.
Hello again, it's Mark VK6XLZ. Just a word that tomorrow night will be the AGM for Weisen in Western Australia. Yes, doors will open at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start where you ask First Midland Scout Hall, and that is number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue. Come along and participate in the AGM. Don't be scared. Membership of Weisen is only $25 a year, and you can log on to the website wicenwa.org. Yep, wicenwa.org. Have a look around. There's a membership form and instructions. If you would like to join, you can also get a hold of Weisen at the email address wicenwa@outlook.com. That's wicenwa@outlook.com. I hope you can make it tomorrow night to the Midland Scout Hall, 10 Helen Street, 7:30 p.m. Come a little bit earlier, the doors will be open from 7. 73's from VK6 Whiskey India Echo.
Dear Ham members, it's time to get excited. The Northern Corridor Radio Group, NCRG, is thrilled to launch our 2025 Hamfest fundraising raffle, and you're invited to join in the fun while supporting our club's future. With over $3,000 in prizes up for grabs, this is your chance to win big while giving back to the community that keeps us on the air. Here's what you need to know. Raffle website. Purchase your tickets online at https://rafflelink.com.o/hamfest-raffle-225prize. Pool. First prize. $2,000 Andrews Communications voucher. Choose from a wide range of amateur. Radio gear. Second prize. $699 Comtech voucher. Upgrade your shack with top tier. EQU IPM EN to third prize. Elinco DJC RX7H E handheld radio. Valued at $229. Fourth prize. $200 Comtech store credit ticket prices. $5 for one ticket. $10 for two tickets. $20 for four tickets. $1.40 for eight tickets. $80 for 16 tickets, $100 for 20 tickets, $250 for 50 tickets important dates. Ticket sales open June 25th, 2025. Online and cash sales close August 31st, 2025. Cash sales end at 11 a.m. at the Cyril Jackson Recreation. Center permit holder only. Draw date August 31st, 2025. At noon during Hamfest 2025, ticket sales permitted Wa Konzi QLD NSW.say.tas VicVic61904 Wa LS22327402 5 Northern Corridor Radio Groups Inc. is a responsible community organization following the Gaming and Wagering Commission Act 1987. Where to view? Results, NCRG website, http://ncrg.info/wp/raffle-raffle-link page. http://raffle-link.com.o/hamfest-225. All ticket packages comply with WOMIAS. DRGLS regulations and are processed securely via Raffle Link on behalf of the Northern Corridor Radio Group, Inc. Let's make this raffle our most successful yet. Every ticket sold helps fund NCRG's ongoing projects, events, and upgrades, all while giving you the chance to walk away with some top-notch gear. Act now and grab your tickets before they're gone. The clock is ticking, and the draw is just around the corner on August 31st. Best regards, Matthew McDonough, VK6ML, Vice President, NCRG 043602-2860.
Have you viewed the September edition of QTC magazine? The smaller format over the last few months has proven to be quite popular. The article about mounting mobile antennas has generated a bit of interest, as well as a story by Paul VK2EX, who was asked by a young person, "Why do you do amateur radio?" RASA also used QTC to announce its annual general meeting and called for nominations for committee positions. Would you like to know more about RASA? I'll be at Hamfest at the end of this month, and we'll have a table booked for RASA. Feel free to drop in and say good day. And if there's anything you wish to know about RASA, what we do and how we go about it, ask. You never know, we may dispel some old erroneous misgivings about RASA. But before Hamfest, there's a contest coming up. A bit of a double header, really. The Remembrance Day contest is on next weekend, which for me is an oh my god thing because I have a week to get my home station set up. I've been procrastinating and blaming the weather for it. The thing about contests like the RD is the more relaxed pace. I know that there are some seasoned contesters who treat that idea with some disdain, but who cares? It's a great weekend, and although it's a 24-hour contest, you can work for all or some of the time. You can work several sessions on air, and you can do it alone or with others. If you're relatively inexperienced with contesting, you probably should use VK Contest Logger, but please make sure you have version 4.5. If you're experienced already, you know which logger you prefer. And make sure you look at the rules, which are on the WIA website, under the members section. And may I add that if you are looking for a winning score or a score that will put you in good standing, there's no substitute for keeping your bum on the seat. Now, on the same weekend as the International Lighthouse and Lightkeepers Weekend, there'll be three stations that I know of in WA, at Cape Leeuwin, Cape Naturalist, and North Mole. I think it's North Mole. There's only two to choose from, at Fremantle. Listen out for them, and they will also give out RD contest numbers, as they usually do. And I'm Bob VK6POP.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Commencing on Friday the 24th of October and concluding on Monday the 27th of October 2025, the VKFF team are hosting the third annual VKFF National Get Together. This year, the Get Together is being held in Canberra. The VKFF National Get Together is an event for those interested in the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Park Program. No matter if you are a beginner or an experienced park activator or hunter. Previous get-togethers have been held in Renmark, South Australia and Bendigo, Victoria, and these proved to be very popular. This year's event in Canberra will kick off with an evening meal on Friday night at the Lighthouse Pub in Belconnen. On Saturday, a series of presentations will be delivered during the day on various topics relating to the WWFF program and operating portable. This will be held at the East Lake Football Club. A raffle will be held on Saturday with some excellent prizes, including transceivers. On Saturday evening, a dinner function will be held at the East Lake Football Club. This includes a guest speaker. On Sunday, a barbecue breakfast will be held at Black Mountain Peninsula Barbecue Area. This will be followed by a Link Dipole construction session. Sunday afternoon, we'll see a large number of amateurs heading out into the field to activate VKFF parks. Four experienced VKFF park activators have volunteered to take less experienced park activators out to some of the ACT parks to show them some of the tips in successfully activating a VKFF park. On Sunday evening, a dinner will be held at the Gungahlin Lakes Golf Club. The get-together will conclude on Monday with some visits to the Royal Australian Mint and the Australian War Memorial. You must register to attend this event. Walk-ups will not be accepted. You can attend whatever part of the get-together you choose, but you must register. More information on the 2025 VKFF National Get-Together can be found on the WWFF Australia website at www.ffaustralia.com. Many thanks for listening. 73, Paul VK5 Papa Alpha Sierra, the VKFF National Coordinator.
Good morning, this is Roy VK6 X-Ray Victor. Helpline for the 10th of August 2025 is a nil event, I'm afraid. I have no items there for you this week. Everyone must be watching the Avon Descent, which is on today from Northam to Bayswater. So if you would like anything in next week's broadcast, please contact me. The email address, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. VK6xrayvictor@bigpond.com, and I will deal with your requirements as needed. And thank you once again for listening. 73 from Roy, VK6XV, and may the best man win.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast. Or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.